Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the adab of a majlis, and when sitting in a gathering, majlis means gathering, sitting in a gathering, what are the adabs? So we are doing currently the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we see the high level of consciousness of Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when he would sit also in a dini gathering, then he would end off also with istighfar, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for forgiveness, that perhaps some things may have been said that were not correct. Actually teaching us, we explained yesterday, that the object was to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was done to teach us that when you're going to be sitting in gatherings, you're going to say something, there's going to be words that are spoken that are futile, that are not correct. So therefore ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness at the end of the gathering. And the third was because of the close relationship Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam enjoyed with Allah ta'ala. He felt as though I never do what I was supposed to do, what I'm supposed to be saying I haven't said. It was because of that high level of closeness that he enjoyed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seek forgiveness at the end of a gathering. So how much more careful we should be when we are in gatherings, that people are speaking all types of things, or gunas are taking place wrong. Firstly, we shouldn't be in those type of gatherings. But if we happen to be there, how much more we should be turning in forgiveness, repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fact that we were present in such a gathering. So today we do one dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would recite at the end of gatherings. An ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qal, qallama kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqumu min majlisin hatta yad'uwa biha ulai da'wat. Allahumma qasim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi bainana wa bain ma'asik, ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. Rawahu al-Tirmidhi. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that rarely would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rise up from a gathering without making this dua. Rising up from a gathering, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua. We'll go through the words of the dua. But one thing to remember is the words that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam selected in his duas also, that also is a miracle. Such beautiful words he would select in the dua, and such deep messages were in the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first part of this dua is, Allahumma qasim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi bainana wa bain ma'asik. That, O Allah, grant us such fear of you that will be a barrier between us and your disobedience. In other words, that amount of fear that will be a barrier between us and disobeying you. If the levels of fear are too high, then a person can go into a depression. And if the levels of fear are too low, then a person will go into guna, because he doesn't fear anything. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, O Allah, grant us that level of fear that will become a barrier between us and disobeying you. In other words, not a very high level of fear that we go into a depression, not so little fear that we overstep the mark and now we go into guna. Give us that correct amount of fear. See what a beautiful dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking. And then the next part of this dua, وَمِن طَاعَتِكَ مَا تُبَلِّغُنَا بِهِ جَنَّتَكَ. And O Allah, grant us such obedience of you that will convey us to Jannat. In other words, that level of obedience. We don't have too little obedience. You got too little, we got a big problem. Such a level that it will be sufficient for us to take us into Jannat. And the next part of this dua, وَمِنَ الْيَقِينِ مَا تُهَوِّنُ بِهِ مَصَائِبَ الدُّنْيَا مَا تُهَوِّنُ عَلَيْنَا مَصَائِبَ الدُّنْيَا. O Allah, grant us such conviction, such yakin, that will make all the calamities of this world easy for us. When a person has got conviction that everything happens from Allah Ta'ala's side, and everything is happening with the will of Allah Ta'ala, it makes it very easy for him, even when he is faced with heavy calamities, he is faced with heavy difficulties, it makes it very easy for him that this is from Allah Ta'ala. If I know it's from Allah Ta'ala, then it's easy to accept. When a person doesn't believe in taqdeer, then to accept any calamity is very hard. Person gets the news, he got cancer. Now he doesn't believe in taqdeer, what happens to him? He loses his mind sometimes. He loses a family member, but he doesn't believe in taqdeer. Person goes, loses his mind again. So different situations will bring about a person to act in a different manner, to act in an adverse manner. But when he's got yaqeen that everything happens from Allah Ta'ala, this is happened from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, so then what happens? It makes it easy for him to accept it. So therefore Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is making this dua, that O Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, grant us such yaqeen that will make all the calamities of this world easy for us. And then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made his dua that, O Allah, enable us to benefit. Allahumma matti'na bi asma'ina wa absarina wa quwwatina. And O Allah, enable us to benefit from our hearing, enable us to benefit from our eyesight, and enable us to benefit from our strength for as long as you keep us alive. As long as you're keeping us alive, allow our eyes to work, allow our ears to work, allow us to have strength in our bodies. What a nice dua. In other words, O Allah, don't cause me to become blind, don't cause me to become deaf, don't cause me to become muhtaj of anybody if I lose all my strength. So grant me all these things, O Allah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua that waj'al tha'rana ala man zalamana. First, before that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this part of this dua that when we say waj'alhu al-waritha minna, waj'alhu al-waritha minna, these parts of our body, such a nice dua, these eyes, these ears, the strength, that make this inheritors of us. When does something become an inheritor? When he outlives you. When somebody becomes your inheritor, inherits from you. When he outlives you, then he can inherit from you. So in other words, cause these things to last so long that they even outlive my life. In other words, give me such benefit of this eyes, ears and strength that it must continue right up till the last moment, that it almost outliving my lifespan also. So that was one beautiful part of this dua. Then waj'al tha'rana ala man zalamana wansurna ala man adana wala taj'al musibatana fi dinina. This part of this dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Allah, grant us revenge from those who oppress us and assist us against those who oppose us. Do not make us experience disaster in our religion. Do not make us experience disaster in our religion. Because when we experience disaster in anything else, that is bad, no doubt. But to experience disaster in our religion, when we start leaving out salat, we leaving out our zakat, we ignore the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that disaster is a real disaster. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made his dua, وَلَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا. That, O Allah, do not make the world our main concern. وَلَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا. And do not make this world the limit of our knowledge. All that I know is with regards to this world. I don't know anything else. I'm a master in science. I'm a master in engineering. I'm a master in architecture. I'm a master in everything as far as this world is concerned. But beyond that, I can't tell you anything. I can't tell you what is at the qabr. I can't tell you what is akhirat. I can't tell you what is jannat. No, don't make the limit of our knowledge this world. In other words, Allah, allow us to know about akhirat. Allow us to know about things of this deen. Allow us to know about things about Islam. We are not limited only to what worldly knowledge we got. I can only do maths, I can only do English, that's all I'm limited. In other words, Wallah, grow our knowledge such that it has deeni knowledge also, and it knows our knowledge about unseen in terms of akhirat, not unseen that we don't know, but in terms of akhirat also, Allah, grant us such knowledge. And the last part of this dunya, that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا تُسَلِّطْ عَلَيْنَا مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمُنَا. O Allah ta'ala, do not grant authority over us to those who have no mercy on us. Do not put people over us who have no raham on us, who do not have any mercy on us. Such a beautiful dua. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to learn this dua. This dua you'll find in Haram Sharif. We make it very, very often, almost on every salah. Especially the present day is Ramadan time, Eid. In the Witr Salah, they make this dua very often. If we don't know it, we should try to look inside and read it. It got very, very deep meaning. And from the beginning, you can see it's asking for a person's akhirat, it's asking for level of taqwa, it's asking for such a level of obedience, then asking for physical strength, strength in terms of the eyes and in the ears, and then asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that type of knowledge which is good for us, and not allowing at the end anybody to be in power that won't have any mercy on us. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.